This is a CHLY and Dick FM news update. The Comas Valley Regional District is looking to add flexibility to its water conservation bylaw as it faces the possibility of entering an unprecedented stage of restrictions that could impact businesses and food gardens. In a Comas Valley Water Committee meeting on July 14th, staff recommended revisions to Stage 4 water restrictions in the Water Conservation Bylaw. Courtney City Councilor and CVRD Director Wendy Morin says that these updates are brought by concerns from businesses that rely heavily on water usage.
So that Stage 4 restriction was quite, quite strict. So there were some concerns that if we do move to Stage 4, people would not be able to water gardens. There's basically no watering at all, not even hand watering. So there would not be any food garden watering. It would also have big impacts to local businesses who need water for their livelihoods, nurseries, garden supply, things like, car washes and dog groomers and other folks that utilize water for their livelihood.
The CVRD is currently under Stage 3 water restrictions, which restrict lawn watering and limiting water of gardens to the morning and evening hours. It is required to implement Stage 4 water restrictions if BC Hydro reduces flows in the Puntlands River below 5.7 cubic meters per second, an unprecedented measure that could become necessary if drought conditions persist in the fall. Stage 4 water restrictions prohibit all outdoor watering, including watering by hand. On top of making Stage 4 restrictions more flexible, the proposed changes create a fifth stage for water restrictions.
So created a new Stage 4, which would allow some flexibility, and then a Stage 5, which would essentially be what Stage 4 is now with some adjustments. So we didn't see the updated bylaw this week. That will come back to us this summer, a little bit later in the summer. It will come back to us before any Stage 4 restriction is enacted if we need that. So these changes, if they pass, when the bylaw comes forward, would allow for that flexibility so that we're not impacting businesses as well as people who rely on food gardens.
Under current Stage 3 restrictions, residents are also prohibited from pressure washing driveways, filling swimming pools, hot tubs, or garden ponds, or washing vehicles except at commercial car washes. This year, the regional district entered Stage 3 water restrictions earlier than in previous years, as a result of below-average snowpack and precipitation. Morin says that Comox Lake currently has a relatively healthy reservoir, and the water supply is not yet facing an emergency.
So the language in that restriction is a critical emergency situation, and that's when businesses would be affected, and food gardens would be impacted as well. And we don't believe that's the stage that we're at. We're not in a critical place, and it's the last time we had when we had to go to Stage 4, we heard a lot from local businesses about the impact to them and their livelihood. And it was recognized that in future, we would need to take a look at the bylaw to have a bit more flexibility.
Morin also says that it's hard to predict whether Stage 4 restrictions will come into effect this summer.
It looks as though we shouldn't run into any problems until perhaps the fall, when we really get a sense of, are we going to get some of those fall rains coming? So at this point, staff is fairly confident that we won't move to Stage 4 before the end of the summer. But, that's just a prediction.
Morin says that even though the region's water supply is not in an emergency situation, it's important for Comox Valley residents to still abide by the water conservation bylaw.
I think that there's been a lot more awareness around water conservation in the last few years, and most residents are very happy to do their part. So we're basically asking people to follow the restrictions, to abide by them.
For the latest status and detailed information on water restrictions, visit the official CVRD page at comoxvalleyrd.ca/water. For CHLY and Dick FM, I'm Jeannie Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.